Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Border disputes are heating up between Sudan and its southern ex. The UN Refugee Agency registered over 2,200 new arrivals in camps in South Sudan last week. African Missions' Jill Reitsma says they're responding in Christ's love. AIM pilots are flying aid to refugees despite possible bombings and gunfire.
We just need to pray for the AIM Air and MAF pilots who are flying often in dangerous circumstances, taking food in to the refugees and keeping them alive.
Read more on the story at our website. Next, after 3 months of peaceful anti-Putin protests, police are cracking down on unsanctioned rallies this week. The opposition accused Vladimir Putin of stealing Russia's presidential election and demanding his resignation. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says the instability shows a need for real change, and they're part of the solution.
Bringing the gospel to those people, especially young generation, is still bigger than ever before. And we always appreciate our partners in ministry to continue pushing those initiatives. When we equip, train, we mobilize young people, we provide resources, and they will bring the transformational change.
And finally, I'd like to thank many of you who helped Mission Network News reach our goal of $15,000 for our website redesign and reprogramming project. The money raised will be used to improve all areas of our website presence. In the months ahead, you'll see changes to our website, email updates, and new services like MNN smartphone apps. It'll take some time, but I think you'll like the end product. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East who will never personally meet a Christian. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help pray daily for those listening to the radio broadcasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.